You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Welcome back in, folks. Hour number two of Weekend Kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino. Steve Geller along with Mike Dettelier breaking down things. Football, getting ready for a weekend of the college football playoff as well as NFL Week 16. Big one for the Tulane Green Wave taking on Ole Miss. Big rematch in the opening round of the college football playoff. Helping us break that down now, Sam Bruckhaus, former Tulane linebacker, also Sumer Sports senior NFL analyst and data scientist. Sam, appreciate the time so much today. And man, oh man, I know you got to be pumped for the Green Wave in the college football playoff representing Louisiana.
Man, when I graduated from Tulane, at the time, I was part of one of the most winningest senior classes in recent history. We made three straight bowl games and won about 6 to 8 games a year. Man, what has Tulane become? We have multiple 10-win seasons, three straight or maybe even four straight conference championship appearances, and we're rolling. We're in the college football playoff. I can't be more excited for the Green Wave.
Sam Dale on unprecedented ground right now, but looking at it the way you look at it, man, how much Jake Retzloff has meant to this football team, because I know we do our Tulane Tuesday segment with Coach Sumrall, and I could tell he was a little uneasy as it got into the summer, not sure about the quarterback spot. But then all of a sudden, Retzloff kind of breaks open from BYU and he leaves. And boy, he's been the difference maker on this football team.
Yeah, I think if you look at where we were around this time last year with Darian Mensah on his way out the door to Duke, there were real questions about, number one, how John Sumrall would just approach the quarterback position in to begin with. He took an all hands on deck approach, added multiple young and transfer quarterbacks, and none of them seemed to be working out into the spring. We catch a break. Jake Retzloff ends up on the team. And early in the season, he was more of a balance to the team, primarily with his legs. And I think it's been really interesting as the cumulative data has come in for the season. We've ended up as one of the more efficient passing teams. I was in person for the Memphis game in Memphis, and we were able to crack that game open very early with a couple of big explosive passes. That's been the name of the game for the Tulane Green Wave offense as we've moved on through the season. We're sitting at about 21st out of the 100 odd teams in the nation in expected points added per pass. That's ironically one spot behind the Ole Miss Rebels, who will be playing on Saturday. And so we've settled into a certified top 25 passing offense using a good mix of Retzlaff's legs and the up-and-coming running backs such as Jamari McClure to threaten with the run but get big passing plays down the field. That's been the real sauce for the Tulane Green Wave in the last couple games.
Sam, I look at it this. I've had some people talk to me about Sam Howard at linebacker, and I always tell them, hey, he's not the fastest guy out there. Their linebacker's more physically gifted, great leader, superb instincts. He's always around the football. He's been injured toward the latter part of the year, but you talk about a difference maker for him and a great leader. I told him, hey, if you pick him, no matter where you're going to play him, if he's in a role position, if he's a starter, if he's on just on special teams, he is going to be a difference maker for your football team.
Yeah, you think about what this defense has been this year, and they've utilized turnovers to really get off up on the other team. And when your success rate, as we like to call it, how you're performing on a down-to-town basis as a defense is not necessarily that great. Right now we're sitting at about 100th in defensive success rate, but we're in the top half in terms of what we're doing on a play-to-play basis. That signifies there's a lot of turnovers. You have to have a guy who can settle the team down. And that really showed up when Howard was a little bit injured, where the team didn't have that guy. In the last couple of games, he's really settled in, and he's lived up to that excellent kind of pedigree of linebackers that I like to think I'm a little bit a part of. But you think of the Dorian Williams, the Nick Anderson, the Tyler Grubbs, and Sam Howard is the next in line of great linebackers at Tulane in recent years.
Yeah, the one thing that stood out to me when they played in the first game was that Ole Miss was the more physical team, not only up front, but in the secondary. I mean, Tulane had a difficult time getting their receivers open downfield. They had a couple of big drops, too, on a third down conversion plays. They got to have a better production in the pitch and catch part of the game than they did in the first game, because that was really, really maybe the worst effort offensively they did all year long going up against Ole Miss. Now, again, Ole Miss is who they are. But, you know, with Chaz Preston there, doesn't look like Bryce Bohannon's going to play in this game. But they've got to have some big game, a big game effort, basically from Chaz and from Omari Hayes and some of the other guys. Trey Shackelford has got to be able to step up because of the fact, you know, you're going to have to put some points up to beat this Rebel team.
Yeah, that's Ole Miss's bread and butter, is shutting down the passing game. Right now, they're a top 25 defense in shutting down the passing game by the advanced metrics. And they're not that great at stopping the run. They're in the deep 130s in stopping the run. So I think in this game, a successful passing game with some explosives and being able to take advantage on the key late downs, keeping it in third and short, being able to succeed on short yardage games with the legs of Jake Retzlaff and the running backs, I think that's going to be a real key to the game. I think with an explosive passing attack, and Chaz Preston, you nailed it. Chaz Preston is the one I'm looking at. What a late season this guy has had. He's had big play after big play in big series after big series. I think he's going to be the real key to the game in breaking this excellent Ole Miss passing defense. But I do think that a ascendant rushing game from the Tulane offense could be the difference maker, particularly because whenever you're playing these kind of G5 to P4 games, there's going to be a talent disparity. Frankly, I think Tulane has done a great job at limiting that talent disparity in the offseason by bringing in all this great talent, but there will be a slight talent disparity. And so in order to really attack this, you want to decrease variance. I think a successful running game with some big throws to a guy like Chaz Preston could really crack this game open for the Wave.
Jamari McClure over the last 4 or 5 weeks, he's really been a huge part of this offense. And I just could tell by his gait, Sam, that he's a former track sprinter. Just by the way he runs. Coach was telling me, yeah, Mike, he was a big-time track sprinter in high school, and it took him a little while to get kind of enthralled into the offense. But, boy, he's been a huge, huge difference maker. And to lose a guy like Mekhi Hughes, like they lost, and he goes to Oregon, didn't work out for him there. But Mekhi was what I would call the ultimate hammer. He was a small hammer, but, man, he would just kind of beat you up inside. Then all of a sudden he hits that big play. McClure's the opposite. He'll run hard inside, but when he breaks a play, you better grab him real quick because he's got another gear to kick out to in open space.
Yeah, I have a couple of friends who worked with the Fear the Wave Collective last year. One of them's at ESPN, that's Isaac Popper, and the other one is with 247 now, John Burroughs. And as early as last year, in the beginning of the season, they started whispering to me, I think Jamari McClure could add a little smash and dash capability alongside Mekhi Hughes to this offense. We didn't necessarily see it last year. I was excited to potentially see it early this season. It didn't come, and as you mentioned, he has turned this offense into one that has that second gear. Right now, this rushing offense is one of the more successful on a play-by-play basis rushing offenses in the nation. They just haven't seen those explosive plays in the early season. We're starting to see those now. And you think about the great Tulane teams of yore. You think about the guys like Tajay Spears. The big plays that we remember are the ones where they broke loose. Tajay broke loose against UCF, broke loose against USC, and that set the tone for the rest of the game, a real momentum builder. You know, and the analyst in me says momentum isn't a real thing, but the player in me says it's everything, right? And so if we can crack a big play, particularly if Jamari can crack a big play against a pretty poor Ole Miss rushing defense, I think that's something that can turn a tide in a game. And all of a sudden, much like we saw against USC, a game that, you know, may get out of control or we may have some down. This is a playoff game. We know how playoff games are, long games, televised, big breaks. It takes some momentum. It takes some spark like that to really make a difference.
Sam, kind of away from the Tulane deal, but last year, sort of bring us up to date. Where you guys had Kelvin Banks rated? I don't know how much you've watched him this year, but, man, playing that left tackle position, a lot of times you left out on the island. And I think I always look at it as a left tackle. How much help do I have to give you on obvious passing downs? That's the mark of the really good left tackle. So where do you guys had him ranked last year? And if you've got a chance to kind of watch him this year and how well he's progressed for the Saints.
So that was kind of what the tail of the tape was on Kelvin Banks last year, was that he could take one-on-one capabilities at the college level. The problem was is people question if his athleticism would allow that to go to the next level, number one. And number two, if Steve Sarkisian's scheme over there at Texas really set him up for success. And then it was clear what the Saints were trying to do when they drafted Kelvin Banks. There's a theory that I have called the two-tackle theory, which is regardless of the quarterback, regardless of the skill positions, if you have two of the best tackles in the league, you end up being a pretty good offense. We've seen that with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers when they're healthy, Luke Getteke and Tristan Wirfs. We've seen that with the Eagles even when Jalen Hurts isn't playing well, with Lane Johnson and Jordan Mailata. And it was clear that the Saints wanted to establish the same kind of tempo, the same kind of physicality that they had in the golden days with Taron Armstead and Ryan Ramczyk. And thus far, Kelvin Banks has been a certified quality starter by our metrics. We have him as an 83rd percentile performer on the season going back to 2016. So that's putting in historical reps. And we have him having a couple true blue chip games. Week one, we have him with the blue chip game. Week 12, and we have him with basically a game we would expect of all pro level performers in week 15. Better yet, that leads to a blue chip game, one of only two that any rookie quarterbacks have had, from Tyler Shuck. And you start to see the vision of this team. Tyler Shuck, a experienced passer, maybe not the most athletic, maybe not the biggest arm, but a guy who can find completions behind two good tackles in Banks and Fuaga, an interior offensive line which is coming together, especially if we can get Eric McCoy back and healthy next year, because when he's healthy, he's one of the best centers in the game. He's probably one of the best centers of all time, frankly, when healthy. And I think if we can start getting that together with continued production from Chris Olave, continued production from Juwan Johnson, we may be looking at the growth of a passing game that in 2 or 3 years could contribute to a playoff run.
Trinidad Chambliss, who's really been the revelation, not a lot of us saw him play at Ferris, and he comes in as the number two guy behind Austin Simmons, and they the yin and the yang of quarterbacks, because, man, you stayed up next to Austin Simmons. He's a big guy, southpaw, and he can really hum it. And then you see Trinidad Chambliss, and he scares the bejesus out of you because of his ability to make plays with his feet, not only buying time to throw the ball, but how well he can run the football. He rushed for over 100 yards against the Green Wave in the first game. From what you've seen of Trinidad, your thoughts on him? I think he's a tremendous college quarterback, and he's got a year left, and we'll see where he ends up, if it's at LSU or Ole Miss. But, man, he's the straw that turns the drink for him on offense.
Yeah. An experienced passer coming in from Ferris State, a multi-time player of the year candidate at that lower division level. Right now, according to ESPN's QBR, he is the fifth best passer or quarterback full stop. And you mentioned it, because of that run game, he's added basically like 2 or 3 touchdowns worth of production with his feet this year. That really means that he's probably won a game or two for them alone with his feet. And I think you look at the stereotype, the prototype that Jackson Dart set forth in that offense, where Jackson Dart was looking to hit his first read, then he was looking kind of to scramble around, make a play, and oftentimes that first read was open, so it was about quick accuracy from the quarterback. That's what Lane Kiffin wanted to set up this year, and Chambliss ended up doing that pretty well. We saw it against Tulane, we saw it against various other SEC opponents. He had a very experience pocket poise where he was able to hit his first read, and other than that, make up for it with his feet and with his mobility. I think that's a way that Ole Miss and probably LSU are going to succeed in the future with that little prototype, and I think that's why he's so dangerous. That being said, I don't know what to expect from this Ole Miss team. You know, they've had people going in and out. We've had rumors about players practicing, not practicing. I don't know how organized this team is. And in bowl season, organization is very key. I always look back to my time with Willie Fritz and the way we would approach it. We were locked down, locked in during the bowl prep season. We got a couple of days off once we traveled to the bowl game, rest and relaxation, have a little fun. But then we were locked back into an organized team. When you don't have a coach for about a week, and you got guys coming in and out, flights here, there, it's very difficult. And I really respect what John Summerall has done and the new head coach, Will Hall, in being able to keep an organization, keep a player-led, player-driven mentality. I don't think this is crazy to say. I think Tulane's a more organized team coming into this game. And so I am very interested in what those first two series are going to look like for the Ole Miss Rebels, because those scripted plays give us a sense of the coaching and the preparation for a team. If those scripted plays don't look good from Trinidad Chambliss and this Ole Miss offense, I think they could be in real trouble.
Sam, always great info, man. Appreciate you stopping by, joining us, helping us break down this matchup.
Roll wave, baby.
Thank you, Sam. Appreciate it.
Sam Brockhaus, former Tulane linebacker. You can check out Sumer Sports. He's a senior NFL analyst and data scientist over there.
Yeah, that's where Dimitroff was.
Right, exactly.
He was doing that also. So
yeah, he stopped by during the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he sure enough did. Hey, guess who I'm going to have supper with tonight, Mike? I'm going with Mickey Loomis.
Okay. And what do you know?
Oh, okay. And then bang.
Bing, bang, boom.
A couple months later, he got him a job.
Must have been a good dinner.
Yeah. Mickey might have picked up the tab on that, too.
Taking a break here on Weekend Kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino. We shall return. Stay tuned after this on WWL, folks.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Back here at the Treasure Chest Casino for weekend kickoff. WWO wants you to be in that number when the Saints take on the Jets in the final home game of the season. You can win two premium tickets to the game plus a pair of VIP tailgate passes from Bullseye Event Group. That means an open bar, premium liquor, all-you-can-eat buffet from celebrity chef Aaron May, and that's all overlooking Champion Square. Winning's easy. Today's your final day to register. Go to WWL.com/contest. Enter one time for your chance to win Saints Jets tickets from Saints Radio WWL. We're breaking here on our weekend kickoff at the Treasure Chest. Coming back, former Saints quarterback John Forcade will join us in the radio huddle right after this on WWL, folks.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back into Weekend Kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino, folks. Happy to welcome in now Gretton and Nate Native, who broke records in Oxford, won games in the Superdome for the Saints. We're talking ball today with the one and only John 4K. John, thank you so much for joining us here on WWL.
I'm glad to be here with you guys.
John, what's up, man? What's happening? Man, you got to be...
I'm looking forward to the big game tomorrow. Saturday. I'm getting ready. I'm all excited.
John, I was going to ask you that we on unprecedented ground for Tulane, and you and I talked about this last year. We thought this would have been the spot for the Rebels a year ago, and yet it didn't work out that way. Man, you lose in a bad game against Kentucky at home, and then Billy Napier in Florida, he's pretty near drowning in the water there, and they come up with a big game, and it kind of catapulted the Gators for the rest of the season. But, man, how excited are you for the Rebels and the Rebel Nation to see what's happened? In a year, no one expected this team would be this good.
You're correct, Mike. Last year was a year because they had all them top draft picks, the quarterback dart. They had so much going for them. The games they lost, let me just say this. I saw them all, and I can sit there and say that that falls on Lane Kiffin and his situation and the way he coached last year. But he changed himself this year, went to a little bit different style coaching. But, man, he got a good quarterback that he didn't really know he had the first game and a half. Trinidad stepped up, a lot of no-name players, got a great running back. They've got a great shot. They'd be even better if they had Lane Kiffin because you kind of want to keep everything together. No excuses for if somehow they do slip up and lose this game. They'll have 40,000 different excuses, but the main one will be there's no Lane Kiffin. But these guys know what's at stake. It's a good football club. And let me just say this. This ain't the same Tulane team that they played on the 45-10 game. It's a much improved Tulane that they got a chance to get in the playoffs as well as Ole Miss. So, hey, it's going to be a battle.
John, I've said this before in watching Trinidad Chambliss. He reminds me of the dude I do LSU pregame with. He reminds me of Herb Tyler. They got a lot of similarities, and when I told it to Herb, he was like, if I was running Lane Kiffin's offense, I'd have put up them numbers too. But what Chambliss has done to come in, he was a number two guy. Austin Simmons was supposed to be the guy. Then he gets hurt, and then we get to see him against Arkansas. But his real breakout game was against Tulane, and he beat him with his legs that game.
Yeah, that's the big thing that he's got going. And, you know, I don't fall into Herb Tyler or the Trinidad scenario, you know, but if I was running Lane Kiffin's offense, no telling what my stats would be as well. And, you know, with Trinidad, yes, he's got a good, how you want to put it, his throwing the football is great, but when he can get them legs out there on the outside, and that's what Tulane's using with their quarterback right now. He's running the ball a lot more than he did early in the year, but you know, Mike, as well as I do, sooner or later, one hit one way is going to make you think about running the football, but that's Trinidad, you know, that's his deal. You got to be able to use their feet, and it's hard to stop college quarterbacks that can both throw and run.
Yeah, it puts a lot of pressure points on defense. I was going to ask you about Jake Retzloff, because during the summer months, we had, you know, Coach Summerall on a few times, and I could tell, even though he wouldn't say it, I could tell in his tone, John, he was a little bit kind of nervous about how we're going to start the season. And all of a sudden, Retzloff gets open from BYU, comes in here. Tulane is not at this point without Jake Retzloff. That's how much he means to this team. They not in this 12-team playoff if he wasn't wearing a Green Wave uniform.
Oh, there's no doubt. You probably could throw another two more losses on their record as well. I don't see any other quarterback that would have been able to come in and do what this young man has done and never really been here. You know, he's from BYU. That style of offense they ran is totally different than what he's playing here, and he's playing in a different style of the Big 12 compared to, you know, the AAC. But listen, he's still a quarterback. He still can throw the football. I liked him when I saw him at BYU for the fact that the kid can throw the football. He has a good arm. He's got good mechanics. I didn't know he was that big of a runner until he got here. I knew he ran a little bit in a couple of BYU games, but he sets a tone in that running game, and it really helps Tulane in the running department. You know, he had a bad game against Ole Miss. He didn't throw. He was like 7 for something. It was like 7 for 20-something. Didn't play very well in the throwing department, but he's improved so much in the last 6, 7, 8 games that Ole Miss better be ready for him.
When you look at Ole Miss, and Steve and I were talking about this when we had Evelyn Van Pelt on from the Rebel Walk, a lot of people don't get it that, you know, in Lane Kiffin's offense, everybody thinks it's just about throwing the ball all over, but he always had that back. And they ran the football every year more than they threw it at Ole Miss. But, John, he got a hammer now. And Kawan Lacy, my goodness. The big guy is a power back. But then when he gets into the open field, he's got an extra gear that he can pull away from you. That's going to be a big thing, because I think the more physical team ends up winning all these playoff championship-type games. But to have a back that's a power back like Lacy is a big plus for the Rebels.
Well, the big key to that is their offensive line has done a fantastic running the football this year. You got to give them credit. Now, look, they had a couple of decent running backs with them last season, but I really believe that this year Lane has opened up the running game, which helps the passing department. That's kind of hard to say. Well, what do you mean? You know, Lane's always throwing the football around, but the words you hit, he's got a big, strong running back that he can rely on. That running back, 3rd and 8, 3rd and 9, you don't need to throw back and throw. They're thinking defensively, oh, they're going to throw the ball and hit that run, and he hits it for 15, 10, or whatever it may be. And that's the key with Lacy. Lacy has done so much for Ole Miss's offense that it makes it easier now for the quarterback, because he does have that weapon. And then, like you said, he can dump it down to him in a passing game. They use him out the backfield some as well. And it's hard for defenses to stop all them weapons. They got tight ends, wide receivers, and now they're throwing the ball to Lacy out of the backfield. And then you got to stop the running department between Lacy and Trinidad. So, man, that's just tough. And, you know, we're not talking much about Ole Miss's defense, but they played some great games this year with their defense, knowing that it's not the defense they had last year. Maybe that's a better sign there that all them guys last year put all that pressure on them. And, you know, Pete Golding is one of the top defense coordinators in the country. That's why people got to recognize that Ole Miss could be a team that could do some damage in this playoff.
John, when you came out, that was an era where you, Keith, y'all went from Louisiana to Ole Miss. Now it looks like a dysfunctional family with, you know, coaches and eventually players leaving Ole Miss to go to LSU and sort of the same thing. You got coaches, administrators leaving LSU to go to Ole Miss, and I'm sure the players will be that way too. But when you came out, that they had already kind of had that in place. I know Coach Sloan, he recruited Louisiana pretty hard at that particular time. And so how will that open up Louisiana for Ole Miss with Pete Golding, who he heavily recruited Louisiana for Nick Saban in Alabama? And we saw every year they'd always grab two or three guys that were headed to Alabama. And Pete's from here, from Hammond. And now getting Frank Wilson there also. That's going to be a lot of this kind of switching around going on between both teams for a couple years.
Well, the LSU can recruit pretty much nationwide, but they like to keep that. They got so many in Texas, so many in Louisiana. They'll get some Mississippi guys. They'll get some Florida guys. Every now and then they'll dip into California, whoever it may be. And then you got Ole Miss. Ole Miss is definitely heavy in the South with, you know, Alabama, you know, Mississippi, Louisiana, and some Texas. And, you know, you got to put Tennessee and Arkansas. So they got a good umbrella there. But when you get these certain coaches, and you know as well as I do, Frank's history of recruiting, and you know that's the key, getting a couple guys on your staff who knows these guys. And so, but the big question is going to be the tampering of the you know, the players, you know, once this bowl season's over and this, that, and the other, trying to get guys into the portal. Who can you get out of the portal? Because you see a lot more of that now, and it hurts the college, excuse me, the high school kids who are expecting, I'm going to go there and maybe play. No, you're not, son. If they're going to bring in a portal kid, maybe he's there 2 years. You're going to sit for 2 years. You're going to lose that maybe a year, the red shirt. So these kids are all looking at that. And then, you know as well as I do, Mike, it's about the dollars and cents. They don't care who's recruiting you. First words out of my, well, how much you going to pay me to be your wide receiver? You know, that's what they're bringing in these schools. It's not like it in the past. I mean, when I start to play and, you know, how much, you know, reps I'm going to get this. Now it's how much you paying me and when do I start? And that's the big key with these recruiting guys.
John, it was like that with you, right? Hey, come on. The statute of limitations have passed. But okay. Listen, it was like that even when you were coming out.
I know. I can rat out a few schools, maybe Auburn, LSU, Tulane. I can tell you. I mean, I had more cars, washers and dryers. I had suits. They had a Rolodex of a list of how many touchdowns I'd get for dollars for this and that. Ain't quite like these guys. Like today I was on Eric's show, and he said, well, what do you think you'd be making if you were playing nowadays? I said, right now, if I'm going into any university, I want $4 to $5 million. If I was to rank the top three quarterbacks in the country, like some of these quarterbacks, and they're getting, you know, $3 or $4 million a go, that's my going starting rate. I mean, I didn't quite get $3 or $4 million, but I got rewarded pretty handily when I was at Ole Miss.
John, last question for you. You've got to see him play now a few games, and I think the Saints got it at the right guy at quarterback. Your thoughts on Tyler Shuck? Because I think all of us could see the physical talent. He's a big man. He's got a super strong arm. He can put a ball between arms and hands really well. He's accurate. Man, I didn't think he was this nimble of foot. He sort of reminds me of you a little bit, the way he got out of, away from traffic years ago. But your thoughts on what you've seen from Tyler Shuck, and do you think he is, in your opinion, the guy to lead this team in the future?
Well, Mike, when they drafted the kid, I told myself, man, that's a great pickup. You know, you're not wasting a number one pick. It's a second round pick. You know, there's other quarterbacks you could have gone and have to move around and lose your picks and trade up. And they sat there. They got the guy. You know, the guy had a great rating of where he should be at. You know, slowly but surely, they had to let Rattler go in there and either win the job or lose the job. And it worked out where, you know, it's about winning football games. And the guy won, Rattler won one game in 13 starts, and they started looking around. But, yes, Chut was a guy that came in, big guy. I've watched him in some of the training camp practices. The guy can throw football, and he's got good feet work. They just got to build around him now. If he's the quarterback going forward, yes, go with him. Fill your team with your O-line, get some receivers, another tight end maybe, a running back. I mean, you gotta bring some guys in. Mike, you just can't help he can do it week in and week out. He needs some help. But I like what I'm seeing of the kid, and he's going to get well coached. He's got time on his hand. This is just a learning year for him. Come next season, they can do a lot more with him. I love this kid. I love the pick. And I think they're in the right situation for next. Now, they talk about all his age. So let me tell you something. If the Saints can get 8 years out of him, man, they're going to get 8 good years out of him and be happy.
John, always appreciate that time. Thank you so much for stopping by here on WWL.
My pleasure, guys. Take care, Mike. Take care, Steve.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it, buddy.
Take care.
Former Saints QB John 4K joining us there, breaking down Ole Miss versus Tulane, as well as getting ready for Saints versus the New York Jets home finale.
Man, we got to get 4K back on to tell us them recruiting stories. Man, I've heard a lot of – it's like hearing Bobby's. You know, you start to know it. But, man, he was considered one of the top two quarterbacks in the country when he came out of Shaw. And, man, he had some wild recruiting. The Barry Switzer one, I'll let him tell that. That was a good – Barry was at Oklahoma and was trying to con him to go there. And also Dan Devine at Notre Dame.
Okay.
John ate cereal over there. But I'll let him tell. That's a goodie, though. But we'll get John back on to tell us them recruiting stories.
Right now we're stepping away here on Weekend Kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino and coming back with more right here on WWL, folks. When we get back, Danny Cannell, CBS college football analyst, will help us break down more of the college football playoff, and we'll get to our pick six segment where we make our selections for the opening round of games and also week 16 of the NFL. First up, though, WWL News. We'll be right back after this, folks. Stay tuned on The Big One, WWL, right after this.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.